here's a story from The World.
Here in the U.S., there is also a push to establish something similar to Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. As Emily Schwing reports, there are lessons to draw from Canada's experience. And a warning, the story describes traumatic events. Please take care and of those around you while listening.
The U.S. government funded more than 350 boarding schools for Indigenous children from the 1860s until the 1960s.
We need a commission here in the United States to address the same policies and experiences and impacts that we had as Canada.
Christine Dindisi McCleave is the CEO of the National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition. She helped draft a bill that was introduced in the U.S. House last fall. It called on Congress to establish a Truth and Healing Commission on Indian boarding school policy. The bill was forwarded to two committees, but hasn't moved since.
I think the reason it didn't go anywhere is because there was a lot going on politically.
Dindisi McCleave, who's Turtle Mountain Ojibwe, has family members who were forced to attend Indigenous boarding schools in the U.S.
This was not a priority. And just in the last year since the murder of George Floyd, people are really more committed now to looking at racism and examining this country's history and examining its policies that were racist or genocidal.
Let's start thinking about why we were sent to these places.
Jim LaBelle Sr. is a survivor of the boarding school system in the U.S. And the answer to his question, why was he sent to boarding school, is simple. LaBelle Sr. is Alaskan Native. Today, he's a board member for the Boarding School Healing Coalition. At a coffee shop in Anchorage, LaBelle Sr. talks about what happened when he first arrived at the Wrangell Institute back in 1955. It was a government-funded boarding school for Indigenous children in Southeast Alaska.
The first order of the day was to strip naked. Some children who did not understand the commands infuriated some of the matrons, who ran over and just literally tore their shirts off of them or their pants until they were naked.
LaBelle first went to the Wrangell Institute when he was 8.
I can still remember a time when a matron ran in and he took a floor brush and he rubbed some lye soap on this floor brush and proceeded to brush this kid vigorously until he bled. Parts of his skin were falling off.
Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Committee collected testimony from nearly 7,000 survivors who told of rampant sexual abuse, physical violence, and malnutrition. American boarding school survivors, like Jim LaBelle Sr., tell the same kinds of stories. But south of the 49th parallel, there's no commission to examine the policies or collect archival records to preserve the history.
These are historically milestone events. They can't be addressed lightly and expected to be done thoroughly.
Raymond Frogner says Canada's commission collected more than 5 million records. He's the head of archives for the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
One of the successes was that the TRC did have a mandate from the Supreme Court to go and request these records. One of the weaknesses was they were given a mandate to create as complete an historical record as possible, but that was never fleshed out. That definition was never explained.
Discoveries this month of hundreds of unmarked graves on the grounds of former residential schools in British Columbia and Saskatchewan have raised questions about how thorough the TRC was in investigating Canada's boarding school system. Frogner says the TRC did identify at least 400 unmarked gravesites across the country.
But they quite literally ran out of resources.
Back in the U.S., there's an effort this year to revive that bill that aims to establish an American commission similar to Canada's. One difference? Christine Dindisi McCleave says reconciliation won't be part of the commission's title.
Reconciliation is really a colonized term. A lot of people argue that we can't have reconciliation when things weren't conciliatory from the beginning. And so really what we're looking for is, first of all, the truth, and then some form of justice, and then we can have healing.
This spring, more than 200 people responded to a survey with recommendations on how to redraft the bill. They emphasized the need for long-term funding and the importance of collecting the records that hold the truth about what took place in America's indigenous boarding schools. For The World, I'm Emily Schwing.
From PRX.